Introduction. Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I have been a genealogist for over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 cousins in my personal database. I am the U.S. genealogist for a Scottish clan, Clan Murray, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I am a frequent contributor to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net, and it's allinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is the Highland Clearances, 1746 to 1850. 1746, the Duke of Cumberland hunted down and killed Jacobite Highlanders who were defeated at the Battle of Culloden. Scots left the country to escape retribution from England. In another act that would have future impacts, the Duke of Argyll began to put tax, or leases, of farms and townships, bales, once belonging to Jacobites up for auction. Tax and bales were replaced by smaller crofts, with shared grazing lands. 1747, the Act of Proscription was passed. It was now illegal for Highlanders to meet in public, own weapons of any kind, wear clan tartans, speak Gaelic, or play the bagpipes. More Scots left the country while the number of crofts increased dramatically. 1760 to 1815, Phase 1 of the clearances. 1792, the year of the sheep. John Sinclair evicted 80 families from his estate at Langwell to create grazing lands for his sheep. Highland estates moved from farming, which supported a large tenant population, to the more profitable sheep farming. Surplus tenants were cleared off the estates from about 1780. Many left Scotland and went to Canada and the Carolinas, aka the Scots-Irish migration. 1807, the Sutherland Clearances. The Duke of Sutherland evicted thousands of families from their farms and estates to make way for sheep. Some clearances were brutal. The clearances weren't confined just to the Highlands, but the Highland experience was the most traumatic, devastating Gaelic culture and clan society, and driving people from the land their families had called home for centuries. 1815 to 1850, Phase 2 of the clearances. 1822, the kelp industry collapsed in the Islands, Hebrides, Orkneys, and Shetlands. Seaweed was gathered for use as a fertilizer and making soap and glass. After 1822, the duty payable on cheaper, imported kelp was removed, and the Scottish industry collapsed. Other wartime industries, along with a drop in the price of wool, caused other problems for an increasing population. Towns sprang up and absorbed some of the cleared populations, but the vast majority of Highlanders were forced to emigrate to the cities or overseas. Many Scots also joined the British Army. 1846 to 1855, the first failures of Scotland's potato crops appeared about the same time as the Irish potato famine, aptly called the Highland Potato Famine. Some landlords provided financial assistance for Highlanders to emigrate to America, Canada, and Australia in exchange for rents that could never be paid. 1850, land eviction slowed down, but most Highlanders had already moved to the lowlands or had emigrated to other countries. Ultimately, the Highland clearances were part of the Scottish agricultural revolution, but happened later and over a shorter time span than the same process in the Scottish lowlands, in England and, to a large extent, elsewhere in Europe. The growing cities of the Industrial Revolution meant land came to be seen as an asset to meet the increased demand for food and as a source of profit, rather than a means of support for the populace. 1886, Crofters Holdings Act, the Highland Land League eventually achieved land reform in the enactment of the Act, but could not bring economic viability and came too late, at a time when the land was already suffering from depopulation. The Crofters Act did put an end, however, to the clearances by granting security of tenure to crofters, but did not grant security of tenure to farmers or break up large estates. As a result, the Scottish Highlands continued to have the most unequal distribution of land in Europe, with over half of Scotland owned by fewer than 500 people. Land struggles occurred after the First and Second World Wars as returning servicemen could not get crofts, resulting in more emigration. Thanks to Wikipedia.org and its Creative Commons Attribution Sharia-like license. Wikipedia Registered is a registered trademark of the Wikimedia Foundation Incorporated, a non-profit organization.